functions, feel, urge of principle. Principle has everything in your economy perfectly under control, which means that the vomiting and other violences will have to subside. When you look out in the heavens, you observe that moon and stars are perfectly regulated. No disturbances anywhere. The universe enjoys this orderly state because gravity controls. So everything in you enjoys stability for the reason that principle holds every part and function of your economy in line. In ordinary parlance, everything in and about you is under control. Hence it is that whatever you put down your throat will peacefully continue on its way, because principle is constantly and exclusively operative in your habitation. You see, God has a way of exerting His influence at every point. It is literally true that underneath are the everlasting arms. Thus, there can be no shakiness, or tottering, or stumbling. Just a perfect balance and rectitude. Well, do you know it? Repeatedly and intelligently and expectantly do you say it? Your letter just arrived. It is fortunate you told me the whole story, because the bigger the yarn, the easier to disbelieve it. Now, that power which runs the universe, and it is some power, you know, runs you, and runs everything in and about you. It is a living and understanding power, and it searches every avenue of your being and propels every function regularly and constantly. Can you not feel it at work right now? Sit quiet a moment, and you will. There is no law against being a little discreet as to what you eat or drink. There are some foods that make tough grinding, you know. You are careful what you pour into your car and what you throw to the chickens. Well, have a care about yourself. You are easily the best pastry cook in the world, but that does not mean that you have to eat your pies and cakes. Vegetables and fruits are always easy to get away with, and horses and elephants, even some whole races of men, grow fat and strong and sassy on the diet. Now this is scolding enough for once. Your chief business is to get well, and you can do it. Every part and parcel of you is still present, as full of vigor and vim as it was the first time I saw you a quarter of a century ago. Give spirit a chance to polish you up a bit. Your two letters arrived. The news in them is sparkling. The symptoms described arouse no alarm. How in the world can spiritual man, as such you are, have those symptoms? He cannot be touched by infirmity. He is not, and you are not. A state of calm confidence, which can look at a distressful situation and view it a presumptuous and fantastic thing apart from the supposed sufferer, is one of the best treatments there is. It beats arguments and pretty phrases. So sit back once in a while and feel that courage, and invoke that vision wherein there is naught but stability and soundness as distinguished from trepidation and corruption. There is no corruption in your sphere, nothing out of proportion, nothing foreign to perfection. This must be the case, because right there is life immutable in substance, in form, in functioning. Right there does principle reign, commanding, "Peace, be still." Yes, health and hope prevail in the temple, and you, unafraid and unconfused, know it and sense it. You are a brick, all right, and bricks always win. You have the advantage over other bricks in this, that you have keen discernment, a discernment that enables you to appraise yourself as you are, immune to everything hampering or distressful. Those aches and pains that try to flare up have no initiative. That is why they never can start out and find you. They have not found you yet or attached themselves to you. You know how dirt apparently attaches itself to a garment, but a little warm water reinforced by soap puts the dirt to flight. Then stands forth the miracle, a cleansed garment. The soil never merged with the garment after all. After the washing or rinsing, the dirt appears to be in the water. Turn the water through a foot of gravel, and the second miracle appears. The water refuses to receive it, and the soil goes back to its mother earth where it belongs. Do not these illustrations show how thoroughly you are insulated against disease? These errors that are trying to harass you have gained no foothold. They will be duly detached and isolated one of these days. Unharmed and unscathed, you will come out of this experience better than ever.